WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And we are talking about, well, our Fun Friday question of the day is, what is your favorite fast food sandwich of all time? Because McDonald's announced the snack wrap is coming back. I have an article about the McLobster. What's your favorite fast food sandwich of all time? Not just from McDonald's, but from anywhere. So that's your Fun Friday question, plus whatever else is on your mind. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. Anyway, I give my hats off to Mary and Brian because they did their, they take care of the sugar by research and by, reading and all that stuff, right?
And one thing I've learned is you would be amazed how many things that you eat that you wouldn't think would raise those levels actually do.
I don't know, Tim, because I eat everything I want, and I shouldn't say that because she takes my, she does a, my doctor does a, an average. She takes it every time you go, but then she averages it out. Mm-hmm. And so far, she says I don't have it.
That's good. Yeah, be right in that good range. I mean, I thought that I was doing the right thing because I was eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, and it turns out that that was spiking up some of my numbers because of the sugars that are in the fruits.
So what can you eat?
So basically I eat a low-carb, high-protein diet. So I limit myself to 100 grams of carbs a day. And I don't stick to that necessarily. So, like, you know, if one day if I have a sandwich and some bread and then I have, you know, I don't know, something else that's high in carbs, well, then the next day I just try to have a little bit less carbs. So I try to balance it out over the course of the week.
I know, but too much protein's not good for your kidneys, right?
No, well, I still have to have, you know, I still have to be moderate in the amount that I take in. But I just, you know, what I do is, you know, instead of having one chicken breast and a baked potato and some vegetables, I might have two chicken breasts and just the vegetables.
Oh, see, I was always brought up eating it the way you just said with the carb, the vegetables, and mm-hmm. the protein. That's the way I was brought up. I still do that till this day, but I've been trying to cut some of the carbs, too.
I mean, you just don't realize where they are. Like, you know, you think you're making yourself a nice, healthy meal, and then you put a sauce on it, and then the sauce is loaded with carbs. You know, it's just stuff that if you don't read the labels, you would never know.
Yeah, I don't like reading labels. It takes so long. Mary did a lot of research, though.
Well,
one
thing I've learned is when you're looking at the carbs, this is what the doctors have told me. If you look at the total carbs, and then you look at the fiber, you can deduct that. And then that's like the net carbs. That's the number that's okay. So, like, for example, Mary was asking me about the mustard that I posted about the other day. And I told her, like, that's only, you know, 1 gram of carbs per use. And, you know, you get a lot of flavor out of it for just 1 gram of carbs. Now, if you're putting it on a hamburger bun, obviously that's going to increase the amount. But still, like, if I just made the burger and just smeared the mustard on the top, I would have had a 1 gram of carb meal.
So I love cheese. So I will have a cheeseburger with nothing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lettuce and tomato.
Nothing wrong with that.
I try to watch the salt now more because of the blood pressure.
That was something that I had a concern about when I first was diagnosed with diabetes back in 2020, is I started eating a lot of those, what do they call them? Those frozen meals that are, you know, healthy choice, those things.
Yeah.
And I just had to keep an eye out because they're going to just knock your sodium levels up.
Yeah, you're going to read the back, right? Which is the best one?
In terms of flavor or for healthiness?
No, for healthiness. Healthy choice isn't?
Well, it's just it's not that they're not healthy. It's just you can't you shouldn't eat one three times a day every day.
No, once in a while, right?
But in 2020, when we were having trouble getting food in the supermarkets and all that, I never had an issue because I was just eating healthy choice that nobody else wanted to buy. So I could walk in and get everything I wanted.
So I love fruit over vegetables, and I've been eating fruit my whole life. Fruit is good for you, though.
It is, as long as you don't eat too much. Like, so I was big into apples for a while, and I was eating too many apples a week.
One a day, right? It's supposed to be the motto?
I might have had a couple more than one a day.
See, now I need fiber, too, because of what I had, my condition.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber, and fiber's in a lot of fruits, watermelon, but then there's a lot of sugar, right?
There is, yeah. But, you know, again, it's all in balance. If that's where the sugar is coming in from and you're not eating a bunch of other stuff, you know, if you're going to eat watermelon but then not chase it with a glass of Coca-Cola, then you're probably doing all right.
See, I was never big on soda. Maybe that's why I'm doing all right in that department. I just love water. I drink all water mostly.
It's the best thing you can do.
Tons of water. One other thing I was going to ask you. Can't remember senior moment coming on again. I get a lot of those lately.
That's all right. I feel you on that. I get them too. And I'm 47, so I'm worried about how much worse it's going to get for me.
Oh, come on now. You're just a baby.
Even babies can forget, I guess, because there's a walk into a room and like, what was I in here for? Wait, this isn't even my house.
Oh, okay. I'll be listening.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
508-996-0500. App chat is also open on the WBSM app if you want to send it a message, or you can send it an open line voicemail. Mr. M says, it's very rare that I agree with you. Olive oil is great for cooking. I always put fresh garlic in my jar of oil. It's the best. And really, there's been a lot of, I think there's a store in Marion still that has, you know, all kinds of craft olive oils. I mentioned Plymouth Bay Winery's line of foods. They have a line of olive oils and different oils. I mean, people are really getting into the artisan kind of craft oils based off olive oil. And it really is, to be honest with you, I don't like the taste of olive oil on a lot of things. Like, it's got to be the right thing for olive oil to work with it, in my mind. I would never use it for everything. But you start putting in some of these other ingredients people put into it, and it changes the flavor profile of it. It's like, oh, well, this is excellent. So, but I try not to cook with a lot of oil. I don't cook with any butter. I just kind of cook things straight up, which is not great for my pans, I'm sure. 508-996-0500. It is Fun Friday. Today's Fun Friday question is, as we're talking about eating healthy, what's your favorite fast food sandwich of all time? And I'm going to put in some different votes over the course of the morning, but I do have to say, I don't have the same taste for them that I used to have. But if you said to me, you know, Whopper over Big Mac, I would choose Whopper every time. But again, I don't have the same taste for it anymore. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. On the diabetes, I got a brother that's on diabetes, and I was buying him the smart ones.
Yep.
I figured that was more healthier for him.
Mm-hmm.
I found something called Cook Unity. It's by Chris Rachel. And I ordered it in the mail, and it comes in like 10 meals to a box. And the carbohydrates are 44 grams.
Oh, that's pretty
now,
good.
His sugar levels lately have been like 89, 90, 100. Even the doctor said, what are you doing? He said, you know what? I just changed my diet altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took him off the bread. I took him off the pasta. So he's doing really well. But you can order them online. I mean, through the mail. And it comes in like 10 meals to a box. And yeah, that's what he likes it. This one here is like golden chicken with mustard, mashed potatoes, and tomato salad.
Oh, so that's a nice balance of different things there for only 44 grams of carbs.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing real well on them, so I'm going to keep him on that. It costed me like $120 for a box of his meals, but it's well worth it.
I mean, you end up, when you think about it, when people are like, oh, I can't afford to eat healthy. Yeah, think about how much you spend when you don't eat healthy. You know, every trip to McDonald's costs you $15-$20. So
yeah, well, his levels were really, really high, and I got him down to like 89 now, 90, 100, right in that area, you know. So the doctor said, what are you doing? You know, I said, I'm just eating healthy. That's it.
There you go.
I figured I'd let you know. You can order them online. And
one more time, what was the name of it? One more time.
It's called Cooked Unity by Chris Rachel, R-A-T-E-L.
All right. Thank you so much.
Excuse me?
I said thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
So the place that you mentioned in Marion, it's called Right Off the Vine?
Yes.
And I believe they're no longer in Marion. I think they had moved to Mattapoisett.
I think
it's not too far into Mattapoisett.
Yeah. Did they move? Not in the Rope Walk, right?
No, actually, I think it's around, I've been there once since they've moved, like Oxford Creamery, just before that. It's right on the right-hand side, just a small plaza. I think there's one on the store in there.
Okay.
But, yeah, that place is unbelievable.
And what a great idea for something that, you know, is well needed around here. We don't have enough of that kind of stuff around here. Some of the markets carry things like that, but nobody has a whole store dedicated to it.
And the other nice thing is you can actually go in and try the different flavors. And, I mean, they just have walls full of vinegars and oils and, I mean, stuff you never even thought of. And they'll actually work with you to combine different tastes. So it's unbelievable. It's a great store.
Well, thank you for letting us know.
Well, thank you for bringing it to my mind.
Now, you know, you got to go stock up, right?
Actually, I have a couple of bottles, but yes, I will be back there. I love the balsamic, so.
All right. You have a nice weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. I have 508-996-0500. See, fun Friday. We can learn something and have fun at the same time. You know, it's okay. You can answer the question about the fast food thing. Even if you're not a big fast food person, people still have their favorites, right? I always liked, you know, the Burger King chicken sandwich. Like, that was always, to me, a go-to. It doesn't taste the same anymore, and I don't know if that's because I've lost my taste for it or if they've changed something. And again, it's hard. It's for somebody that used to eat fast food, you know, all the time when I was working as a sports writer, and the only time I would have to eat dinner would be midnight. And what's open at midnight? You go through a drive-thru. So I ate way too much fast food, and I was eating it all the time. And now that I've gone through this health journey, I can't even stand the taste of it anymore. If I got one, I'd bite like two or three bites into it and be like, bleh. It's either too salty or I just taste nothing but, you know, fry oil. And I think that the more time you can spend away from it, the more you realize how it's not really great all the time. And also, you know, it has changed. So if you ate at McDonald's in the 1960s and 70s, it tastes different now than it did then, for sure. But anyway, the point of all this is that the reason why that's the Fun Friday question today is because they brought back the snack wraps. They're bringing it back next month. That's a news item that's been going around this week, but also because I found this thing about a McLobster, and I've never heard of a McLobster. I've seen posts about it, but I never thought that it was a real thing. It's kind of like the McSpaghetti. You think that the McSpaghetti wasn't real, and then you find out it was. They actually tried to put out a spaghetti dinner at McDonald's. They tried to put out a meatloaf, McMeatloaf. They actually tried these things back in the 70s and 80s. And I don't know why, but these news reports all say McLobster was available in Massachusetts. Maybe in Western Massachusetts, where they can't get fresh lobster meat like we can. But I don't ever recall seeing that. And I thought people would be talking about a $3.99 lobster roll even in 1993, but I don't remember anybody ever mentioning it. So if you've had one, I'd love to hear about it. 508-996-0500. But the Fun Friday question of the day is, what's your favorite fast food sandwich? Of course, Fun Friday brought to you by D's Hot Dogs, which is, you know, very fast, but not fast food. But you get them very quickly, and they are delicious. And I might have to get one today. All right, we'll be back. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, before we go into the news, we've got a call on the line here, so let's take that. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I had a McLobster at the Dartmouth Street McDonald's probably, I'm guessing, 10 or 12 years ago.
Wow, really?
It was just like a, you know, like those finger sandwiches, like it was like double the size of that.
Mm-hmm.
Had bib lettuce and, you know, lobster. And for what it wasn't bad. The roll wasn't toasted, but I think it was expensive. That's when, you know, Big Macs were still $3 and a hamburger was $1. So I think it was $6, $7, maybe $8, which, you know, was expensive in the scheme of things then.
Right.
But they did sell them.
Wow. Wow. I'm surprised because I never would have thought like New Bedford would be a place where they would have it when there's so many lobster roll options around here.
Yeah, isn't it? For what it was, it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad product, but, you know, I mean, it was just a little expensive at the time. So.
And you probably weren't like dying to go back and get another one.
No, you know, it was what, you know, I did it and I moved on with
right.
my life.
You got the story to tell years later on the radio. So
forever. Yeah, forever.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So there we go. We found one. Someone who had a McLobster. Oh, man. So I guess it was a real thing. I mean, I was pretty convinced it was real. I just didn't think that it was around here. It was kind of like like Red Lobster didn't survive in Dartmouth because who wants to go get seafood at a place that gets frozen seafood when there's so much great fresh seafood around? I've got a friend who comes up here from another state down south, and every time he comes here, he goes to the 99 for a lobster roll. He's had them at other places, but he loves it at the 99. So, I mean, I guess it's just a matter of taste. All right, speaking of taste, I'd like to know what your favorite fast food sandwich of all time is. 508-996-0500. We've got some app chat answers coming in. We'll get to those when we come back after the news. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike Roberts.
A mass shooting averted in Oregon. Biden's press secretary leaving the Democratic Party, and it's National Donut Day.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Procter & Gamble set to cut 6% of its workforce. The maker of Pampers diapers and Tide detergent will get rid of 7,000 jobs over the next 2 years as it restructures. Executives at a conference in Paris yesterday said the approach is not new and it's meant to accelerate the company's current strategy. In April, Procter & Gamble said it would raise the price of some of its products as it was set to make every move it could to offset the impact of tariffs. President Trump and Elon Musk are publicly exchanging words. Musk has been critical of Trump's big, beautiful bill since ending his time at Doge. And yesterday, Trump said that he asked Musk to leave his administration. Trump says Musk was upset that he was ending the EV mandate, which will cost Musk billions. Meanwhile, Musk is supporting the creation of a third political party.
The tech billionaire posed a survey question on X, which asked, is it time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle? The post came hours after Trump expressed disappointment with Musk over his critique of the big, beautiful bill the GOP is seeking to pass. Musk has previously argued the bill is too large and contains too much wasteful spending. I'm Brian Shook.
The Portland, Oregon FBI says a mass shooting at a Washington State mall has been prevented. FBI Special Agent Doug Olson says they learned of a threat against the Three Rivers Mall.
The plans included precise details, including annotated schematics, a clear route to follow, weapons to be used, and a wardrobe to wear.
The suspect, identified as a juvenile from Oregon, He was arrested May 22nd. Olson said he had the means, a map, and a specific plan. He was allegedly going to use a chlorine bomb to cause panic and then shoot people in the mall as they fled. He also allegedly planned to kill himself. One of former President Biden's press secretaries is parting ways with the Democratic Party and becoming an independent.
Karine Jean-Pierre's decision was confirmed in a press release for an upcoming book about her time working in the White House. She also released a social media video.
I think we need to stop thinking in boxes and think outside of our boxes and not be so partisan.
Independent, a look inside a broken White House outside the party lines, is set to be released this fall. Jean-Pierre will take readers through Biden's abandoning his bid for a second term and what she says was a betrayal by the Democratic Party that led to his decision. I'm Michael Kastner.
Officials are issuing a public health alert for organic ground beef products. According to the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, the products could be reportedly contaminated with E. coli, and it applies to some organic rancher products distributed to Whole Foods markets nationwide. While there was no recall or request of reports of illness, food safety officials are worried that consumers still could have some of the ground beef in their refrigerator or freezer. Officials advise that the affected meat, which has a use-by or freeze-by date of June 19th and 20th of this year, on the packaging should not be consumed. Today is National Donut Day. We celebrate the deep-fried dough, but also the brave women who invented a new way to cook them.
It doesn't matter how you spell it, with a G-H or without, National Donut Day is always the first Friday in June. The day is set aside to honor the Salvation Army's donut lassies who traveled overseas and fried the pastries in soldiers' helmets during World War I. The frontline lassies also distributed clothing and supplies, but the bonus for the soldiers was the donuts. I'm Bree Tennis.
The first trailer for the sequel to Wicked is out now. Wicked for Good will cover the second act of the popular Broadway musical. It is set in the land of Oz before and after Dorothy Gale's arrival from Kansas. Ariana Grande and the cast all return from the first film. Wicked for Good will hit theaters on November 21st.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox host the Yankees tonight at 7 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Plenty of sunshine, 79. Clouds tonight, 62. We stay cloudy through the weekend. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 71, with a chance of a shower in the afternoon. More clouds for Sunday, 73. And Monday and Tuesday, both looking wet in the upper 60s both days. I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, our Fun Friday question. What's your favorite fast food sandwich of all time? We've got some answers coming in on App Chat. Cheese Grits in Dartmouth says McDonald's did personal pizza in Belchertown, Mass. Ooh, I didn't know that. SR says the veggie sub on wheat with olive oil, with oil and vinegar from Subway. And the Pork Man says my favorite is the Impossible Whopper at Burger King. I love the Impossible Whopper, but funny story really quickly because we got a caller on hold. So I know the Pork Man knows my friend John Tenney. And John Tenney is vegan. He does not eat meat at all. And we went to a convention out in the Berkshires. And when we were coming back, we stopped to get something to eat. And we went to a McDonald's because the people I was with, that's where they wanted to go. So he gets up there and he says, "Can I get a Big Mac, no meat?" He just wants the shredded lettuce, the mac sauce, and the bun. And the onions, whatever else they put on, pickles. And they gave him this whole big argument. He tried to get two of those because they were doing a buy one, get one free Big Mac deal. And they said that if he did that, he couldn't do it because it was a special order. And he's like, "What are you talking about? Like, I'm getting less meat. Why is that exempt from the deal?" And he got into this whole argument. So finally, he just bought two of them and paid full price. They didn't give him any kind of discount. Full price, even though there was no meat in either one of these two Big Macs. And then he's like sitting down to eat them, all pissed off. And I just look across the street, and we didn't realize that across the street there was a Burger King with a big sign in the window promoting the Impossible Whopper. So he could have gone over there and had one of those instead. And he's just sitting there, you know, sad, eating his bread and mac sauce. So I still ask him, like, "Did you ever get that Impossible Whopper?" 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Actually, I have two things I want to talk about. The sandwich is one, but last week I called too late, so I got cut off. Colleen said something that jarred a memory for me, riding carnival rides. Well, at Lincoln Park years ago when I was in my teens in the 70s, late 70s, the roundup she was talking about, she was telling you they had no belt to hold you in or any of that. She's right, because I used to love that ride, and I was a daredevil. I was really bad. They had bars up above, and I used to take my arms, my hands, and put them on the bars and lift myself up while the ride was going around, and my body would just kind of like flail out and with the force of the wind and everything. And I would be riding like that, and surprisingly, nobody ever apprehended me. You know, I never got in trouble, but if I had let go, I would have been either dead or it would have been a huge liability if something had gone wrong.
Yeah.
But that's what I used to love to do with my first husband-to-be. When we go there to go on all the rides, I loved doing that. That was one of my favorite things to do, even though it was not a good thing to do at the time. You know, when you're a teenager, you don't think about these things. You're invincible. You can do everything and anything.
Right.
But the other thing is the sandwich. I think I've told you this before. McDonald's, for a short time in the 80s, had this sandwich that was a hamburger with melted cheese, not just a cheese put on it that they put in the microwave or whatever, and it melted. It was a melted sauce type of cheese with caramelized onions on a wheat bun, and I absolutely loved that. That was my favorite to-go-to sandwich that they just had for a time. And then they did bring it back somewhere in the 90s, but they never had the sauce. It was just a piece of melted cheese with the caramelized onions, and it was not nearly as good as what it used to be when they first brought that out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, is like something, people want something to come back, and then it comes back, it's not as good as it was, and you're kind of disappointed by it.
Right, but that was something they only had for a limited time, I guess, and oh, it was so good. It was reasonably priced, and also the lobster roll. Yes, we always had it here in this area. Every summer, they would advertise it when they first brought it out. I never tried it personally because I couldn't see myself buying that when I could get a really nice lobster roll somewhere else. So I never did. But my girlfriend, when she came from Illinois, she bought one, and she said it was pretty good. But what does she know? She's from the cow country, you know. They have great beef out there,
right?
Not seafood. So
yeah, if you've never had a real lobster roll, like, what can you really compare it to?
Exactly, but the man that was speaking beforehand, he's right. We had them around. They were here in McDonald's. I just never could bring myself to try one. We have fresh seafood, like you said. It wasn't appealing to me.
It's like when you would go out to eat and you'd order spaghetti, and your dad would be like, "Oh, we can have spaghetti at home. Why do you have to get that when you're out at a restaurant?" So.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. Or liver and onions. I can't even imagine ordering onions out at a restaurant like years ago. You could do that. That wouldn't be me at all.
We had a guy that used to, when I worked at the diner, we had a guy that used to come in. He came in every night and he ate a ridiculous amount of food, but he came in every night for dinner. And on like one night every couple of weeks, he would order liver and onions. And I, one day I just casually said to him, I'm like, you know, I don't understand why people like that. We sell a lot of it. I don't know why people like that. And he goes, well, actually, to tell you the truth, I don't like it. And I was like, what? He goes, no, I don't like it. But when I was growing up, my mom always made me eat it like once a month because she told me it was good for me. And so now I just eat it. I was like, you know that you don't have to listen to your mom anymore. You're like 60 years old.
It stayed with him forever.
Don't eat something because you don't like it. No.
I used to tell my daughter, eat your peppers because it'll clean your blood. Because you couldn't stand peppers. I said, oh, no, they're real good for you. They'll clean your blood. So she would do that. And eventually when she got older, she got a taste for different things that she wouldn't eat. She eats now. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. If you don't like it, don't eat it. I don't get it. Whatever.
I don't eat it. My mother used to make me eat it, too, and I didn't like it. And I have to smother it with onions and bacon to get rid of that horrible taste of that liver. I don't care if it was calf's liver. It still was disgusting in my eyes. And it was supposed to be good for you. And she had low blood, I guess. She had, like, anemia or something like that. So she used to have to eat it. When I got older, I was like, I'm not eating this anymore. Forget it.
Well, try McDonald's brand-new sandwich, the McLiver and Onions. So,
yummy.
All right. You have a nice weekend.
You too now. Thanks. Bye.
All right. I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. Before I do, though, I got to keep telling you about this because it's such an insanely good deal and I don't want you to miss out. Dash Laundromat, their $1 a pound wash, dry, and fold service. That's right. Because they're celebrating the opening of their second location on Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford in the old Advance Auto Parts across from Kilburn Mill. They're bringing back all summer long their $1 a pound wash, dry, and fold service. This is like the Cadillac of services they offer at Dash Laundromat. You're going to get your clothes totally cleaned with their premium detergents. You're going to get it nicely folded. Like I say all the time, I just open up the bag, take the shirt right out, throw it on. I don't need to iron it, don't need to steam it, nothing. It's ready to go, ready to wear. And a dollar a pound, that's insane. I'm pretty sure I have to do the math, but you're probably going to pay less to get your laundry done this way than if you went in there and did it yourself and spent all that time washing, drying, and folding on your own. So give it a try and see just what the Dash difference is. Whether it's piles of laundry or mountains of towels, whatever it is, a dollar a pound wash, dry, and fold service at Dash Laundromat, One State Road in Dartmouth, and also now coming soon to Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford in the South End. Dash Laundromat, clean clothes, no games, just Dash. Make sure that you go to dashlaundromat.com to find out more or download the Dash app. Got to take a break here. We will be right back.
Tonight I can't relax. I can't sleep because my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer.
And of course, as we mentioned, Talking Heads had a big announcement yesterday on the 50th anniversary of their first ever performance as Talking Heads at CBGB. And it turns out that the announcement was that they have released a music video for Psycho Killer, the first ever music video for that song officially. And it stars Saoirse Ronan, the Irish actress. It's a really well-made video, and it's the first Talking Heads video in 32 years. So, maybe this is a precursor to see if people still care about Talking Heads. I would love to get out and see them, but, again, doesn't necessarily look like it's in the cards. But, hey, if Oasis can go on tour, I guess anybody can. Our Fun Friday question today, what's your favorite fast food sandwich of all time? Steve says on the Facebook reel, the McDonald's DLT. I love the DLT. The hot stays hot, the cold stays cold. And Jason Alexander was in the commercial. But the McDLT was fantastic. It was tasted nice and fresh and crisp. And it had that styrofoam container where it divided it and you had the hot on one side, the cold on the other. It didn't really work, but it was a good marketing gimmick. All right, I got to take one last break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. And we're trying to beat the clock, but we are running out of time for this hour. And that means we'll have to wait until the next hour to talk some more at 508-996-0500 here on Fun Friday, brought to you by